are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazz radio, WETF.org. Thank you very much for joining us this week. My name is John Clark, and we are here together on the Jazz Focus. And today we're going to be focusing on some recordings made by a largely forgotten trumpet player, trumpet or cornet, depending on the session, I suppose. His name was Johnny Windhurst, and he was born in the Bronx on November 5th of 1926. He had a melodic, mellow style, similar in a lot of ways to Bobby Hackett's, although I think he was more of a hot player than Bobby Hackett ever was. We started out with a couple of tunes that came from very different periods, both featuring Johnny Windhurst. From April of 1956, we heard Back in Your Own Backyard, featuring the Johnny Windhurst Quartet. That was recorded in Boston. We heard Johnny Windhurst on cornet, Jim Andrews on piano, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Walter Gifford on drums. Then we heard a live recording from a concert that was billed as the world's greatest jazz concert. This featured Johnny Windhurst on a couple of numbers. We heard one that featured him pretty much from beginning to end with a short piano solo in the middle. Johnny Windhurst on trumpet, Dick Wellstead on piano, Harlow Atwood on bass, and Ed Fife on drums. And we heard their version of Hoagy Carmichael's Up a Lazy River. And that concert was done in New York on April 26th of 1947. So now we're going to go on to a couple of tunes that were captured off the air in Boston. And these were part of a radio show that emanated from the Savoy Cafe. Sidney Bechet had brought a band of supposedly like-minded jazz musicians to play at that venue in the spring of 1944. He was co-leading a band with the New Orleans trumpet player Bunk Johnson, who had just been brought out of kind of an enforced retirement. The two of them were very strong personalities, and they ultimately did not get along at all, and Bunk finally just left, largely without notice, and Bechet had to scramble around to find a sub. And Johnny Windhurst was playing in Boston at the time. He was only 17 or 18 at this point, but he had a good sense of jazz, and he filled in for a week or two before Peter Bocage came up from New Orleans to play with that band for about 2 or 3 weeks. He also was not a big Bechet fan, so he left shortly thereafter, and Windhurst came back and rounded out the series at that point. So the band we're going to hear is Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Johnny Windhurst on trumpet, Ray Parker on piano, George Thompson on drums, and Pops Foster on bass. And we're going to hear two tunes from those broadcasts. We're going to hear Dinah and It's Only a Paper Moon, both of which are good features for Johnny Windhurst. Then after that, we're going to hear some other live recordings done for Dr. Jazz, another radio program that was this time from New York on WMGM. And these were done in 1952. Eddie Condon and his band, they were broadcast from the Eddie Condon Club. And we're going to hear Johnny Windhurst on trumpet, Cuddy Cutshaw on trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Gene Schreider on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums. Possibly some Eddie Condon dropping in and out in there on guitar as well. So we're going to hear South, and then we're going to hear Swing That Music. So those will be four tunes there. And then we're going to jump over to another kind of an interesting date that was not terribly well known. It was Johnny Windhurst featured with Walt Gifford and his jazz band. Gifford was a drummer from Boston who led some fine sessions. This was one that came out on Delmar Records and was recorded in May of 1954. Johnny Windhurst on trumpet, Eddie Hubbell on trombone, Bob Mitchell on clarinet, Dick Carey on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, and Walt Gifford on drums. No bass player on that. We're going to hear, to finish off that set, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And we're going to start out the next set with a couple of tunes from that album as well. So, Johnny Windhurst with Sidney Bechet doing Dinah and It's Only a Paper Moon, with the Eddie Condon Band on South and Swing That Music, and with Walt Gifford's New Yorkers and I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we started out with those live broadcasts from Boston by Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Rhythm Kings, featuring Johnny Windhurst on trumpet, with Pops Foster on bass, Ray Parker on piano, and George Thompson on drums, along with, of course, Bechet on soprano sax, doing Dinah and It's Only a Paper Moon. And then we heard those two tunes by Eddie Condon and his band, recording, or broadcasting, I should say, from Eddie Condon's club in 1946. Actually, make that 1952. We heard South and Swing That Music. Very much Johnny Windhurst and a Louis Armstrong kick on Swing That Music. And in South, doing an extensive quote of Louis' tune, Heebie Jeebies. Cuddy Cutshall on trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Gene Schrider on piano, Bob Casey on bass. On the first one, actually on both of them, we heard Buzzy Druten on drums. And, of course, Johnny Windhurst on trumpet. Then we finished up with Walt Gifford's New Yorkers doing I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, featuring Johnny Windhurst along with Eddie Hubbell on trombone, Bob Mitchell on clarinet, Dick Carey on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, and Walt Gifford on drums, recording for Del Mar Records in 1954. I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. We're going to do two more tunes from that set, one Bix tune and one Louis tune, in the same band. Both of these tunes will feature Windhurst quite a bit. We're going to hear Louisiana, done kind of at a slow tempo, at least at the beginning, and then going on to Strutting with Some Barbecue, which apparently was a favorite tune of Windhurst's. He's featured on it on several different recording sessions and broadcasts. After that, we're going to go to a kind of a curiosity, a date that he did with Barbara Lee, the singer. Barbara Lee with the Billy Taylor Quintet, recorded for Riverside in New York in 1955, March of 1955. We're going to hear two tunes featuring Windhurst. Not all of them were featured him. We're going to hear Come Rain or Come Shine and Love Me. Love Me is a not terribly well-known tune that was featured by Jack Teagarden at various times in his career. And in this group, we're going to hear Windhurst on trumpet, Billy Taylor on piano, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Earl May on bass, and Percy Bryce on drums, all backing Barbara Lee on vocals. So that'll be our set coming up with Walt Gifford's New Yorkers, Louisiana, and Strutting with Some Barbecue, and with Barbara Lee and the Billy Taylor Quintet, Come Rain or Come Shine and Love Me, all featuring the lovely trumpet of Johnny Windhurst. Thank you.
gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you, rain or
love me, dear.
die if you should tire of me. Love me, I'll be kind, and I won't mind if you're not near. If you'll only love me, dear.
So those last two sides featured Johnny Windhurst backing up Barbara Lee, a fine singer, on a 1955 album for Riverside done with the Billy Taylor Quintet. Billy Taylor on piano, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Earl May on bass, and Percy Bryce on drums. We heard, in reverse order, Love Me and Come Rain or Come Shine. And we started out that set with two more tunes by Walt Gifford's New Yorkers, Johnny Windhurst, Eddie Hubbell on trombone, Bob Mitchell on clarinet, Dick Carey on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, and Walt Gifford on drums, recording for Del Mar Records in 1954. And we heard Louisiana and Struttin' with Some Barbecue. And those were fairly late period recordings. Windhurst had some serious alcohol problems and ended up going to live in upstate New York with his mother and playing locally there. He was a victim of a mugging which caused some serious physical damage and interrupted his playing career for a few years, although he did go back to it, I believe, in the 1970s, and he lived to about 1981 or so. Never really fulfilled the promise he had in the 1940s and 50s when he was a really outstanding player. So I hope you've enjoyed this program. We have two more tunes for you, but before we tell you what those are, I will tell you who I am, John Clark, and this is the Jazz Focus. We are here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide, Jazz Radio, WETF.org. We're going to do a tune right now that is a studio recording done for Decca, one of Windhurst's relatively rare studio recordings for a major label. This was done with Eddie Condon and his band and is the beautiful Ned Washington tune, 100 Years From Today. His playing, Windhurst, was mistaken for Bobby Hackett's in several places, but it is indeed he. And we're going to hear him do a beautiful ballad performance with some of the Condon regulars for Decca in 1950. Then we're going to go back to that Johnny Windhurst Quartet album from 1956, done in Boston. And we're going to hear Strut Miss Lizzie, another great 1920s tune. Again, Jim Andrews on piano, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Walter Gifford on drums, with Johnny Windhurst on cornet. So thank you very much. Hope you enjoy the program, and see you next week.